I've got something to tell you, but I'm afraid that it's just a cliche. I know, I'm sorry. The first sentence is always a cliche. Well, it's either a cliche or it's just some variation of hi, or hey, or hey babe, or what's up? Because somehow I've always just arrived wherever you are, and all the best conversations apparently have to happen the moment I walk in the door. Again, I'm sorry. But now that I'm here, you can't ask me where I've been because it's not plot relevant. But I do need to explain our relationship to you, even though you likely already know that you're my friend or my partner or my roommate or my sister or my brother or whatever, or my dad. And I also need to say something to establish sexual tension, without mentioning anything too specific about your sexual appearance. Oh, I thought you'd like hearing that. I also wanted to tell you that you're kind and compassionate, and you have so many wonderful qualities that all just happen to be generic traits that everybody has. I'm very kind-hearted. I know, I know. Okay, now you say something. There we go. Thanks. Just give me a second to say something that implies your answer with some variation of yes. Good. I'm glad that we established these things. Now I can tell you something that I normally wouldn't say until we had a much longer conversation, but that I also apparently need to say right this moment so that no one gets bored. How about a really bold suggestion that we get together? Aww. You're so cute. Especially when you agree with my far too sexually explicit non sequiturs. It makes me want to kiss you while also explaining to you that I'm kissing you. Oh, you also want to be kissed? Okay, I'll kiss you at this exact time. Now I'll mention that your lips taste good. That implies that I'm done kissing you. And I'd call you cute again, but I'm terrified that you'll judge me for using the same adjective twice in a row. Luckily, I pursued a thesaurus prior to confessing my love to you tonight, even though I didn't know that this chance encounter would be happening at all. Isn't that convenient? Anyway, I hope you don't mind if I call you Pleasant. After all, pleasant is a word that's commonly associated with all gender identities. So I thought you'd like that one, since we never established your gender or sexual orientation. Oh, yes. You are such a pleasant person. That makes me want to do sexy things with you. And it's clear that our sexy time can't wait. It can't wait another second because of the hidden passion that we both have for each other that neither of us ever felt the need to mention until a few moments ago. Good thing that we both somehow ended up wearing these sexy clothes despite not being prepared at all for this encounter. Also, I need to tell you, it's a fetish of mine to describe where we are in relation to each other. I know, I know. So I hope that you don't mind me telling you that you feel so good wrapped up in my arms. Mm-mm. With your shoulders touching mine. Mm-mm. Your body facing south, while my body faces north. While your head is slightly tilted southeast, and mine is facing northwest. I would like to hold you like this for so much longer. But we'll clearly become bored if we spend more than 3 sentences thinking about any one action. So, let me move on to kissing different parts of your body. I will name each part of your body before I kiss it, so you'll also have the opportunity to learn some basic anatomy. In case you didn't know, this is your ear. And this is your mouth. And this is your scapula. I hope that was informative. I think I'm supposed to say something seductive now. Let's see. I can teach you more about anatomy if you take your clothes off. Oh, I'm so glad that line worked on you, despite being awful. You're a very agreeable person, you know that? Hey, I mean it. I did say it in part to make you more aroused, but I also know it's true. You really are a great person, even if that's a generic compliment that could apply to anybody. Okay? Great, great. It's convenient that you agree with me, because otherwise we would have had to delay sexual gratification. Now, let's not dwell on this because we're both sexually restless. Let me help you take your clothes off. Wait. Let me name the specific item of clothing I want to help you remove. Otherwise, we might get confused. Your zipper. There. Doesn't that make it easier? Good. Wow. Look at how lucky we are. I guess it's almost like this isn't real life. I guess we're just experts at removing clothing. Now, let's lay down together. Would you mind if I describe our exact configuration again? Ah, you look so lovely laying underneath me, while my legs straddle your body, and my toes remain pointed at a 45-degree angle. Now, I think we should engage in foreplay. Would you like another anatomy lesson? Excellent. Okay. This is your sternum. And your serratus anterior. And your iliac crest. Okay, I think that's enough anatomy. Let us now engage in sexual activity without taking any precautions, because it's too awkward to write those lines in, even in an audio where I just spoke about kissing your iliac crest. Good, yes. You're all so wet. or your heart, and you're ready for sex at the exact same time that I am. You ready? Oh, good, good. I'll now use either the word pussy or the word cock in a bunch of sentences in a row. But don't worry, I'll switch to either cunt or dick before you can grow bored of my limited dictation. Heck, I might even throw a vagina or a penis in there if you want me to kiss your serratus anterior again. I'm so glad you find this arousing. I'll now engage in a lot of vague moaning to imply that I'm getting aroused, so please stand by. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, baby, you feel so good. Oh, 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 ah, 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 ah. I'm almost there. Oh, oh, and this would be the point where I would orgasm if this entire script weren't completely ridiculous. So instead, I'll just fake it for a couple of seconds and you can do whatever you want. Oh, 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 oh. Thank you, darling. That was excellent. I'd say more, but I think this scene should end now because I'm tired and I've carried this joke about as far as it can go. I'm glad that you once again conveniently agree. Good night, love.